This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Traffic will be alternating on Rabbit Ears Pass starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Travelers can expect delays. It's because of a vehicle recovery on Highway 40 on the pass just east of Steamboat Springs. Colorado Department of Transportation is removing a CDOT snowplow that went off the road Friday morning. No one was hurt. No other vehicles were involved. CDOT expects the removal to take most of the day. A stricter cell phone policy is in effect in the Moffat County School District as adopted by the Board of Education in December. Moffat County High School students can only use their cell phones at lunch and during passing periods. They cannot use their cell phones during classes at all unless specifically directed by the classroom teacher for instructional purposes. Craig Middle School students can only use their phones during lunch. Elementary students are required to keep any phones they may have out of sight throughout the day. The Moffat County School Board says they'll re-examine the policy in the spring. Members of the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meet today via Zoom with C.H. Johnson Consulting regarding the initial stages of the proposed Fairgrounds Event Center project. A second meeting is January 27th. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners, they have a work session this morning. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has had low-flying helicopters around Rout County recently, and specifically near Storm Mountain Ranch Friday. They're doing classification flights and capture color work with elk. The flights are to gather data used for population management, hunting licenses, research, and health assessment to gauge herd productivity. Applications are open for range riders with Colorado Parks and Wildlife this upcoming season, which starts in April. CPW had 11 range riders last season focusing on Northwest Colorado. CPW says the program will be expanded to Southwest Colorado due to the wolf dispersal. Training will be facilitated by CPW and Colorado Department of Agriculture in April. Apply before February 6th. There's a link on our website. The Rock County Humane Society has received a grant to help residents with spaying and neutering. Residents with a verified income of less than $60,000 are eligible. Low-cost vaccinations are also available at the time of surgery. Call the Rock County Humane Society Wellness Clinic for more information. Paid part-time summer internships are available with a Western Resiliency Center. It's for high school, college students, as well as early career professionals to get hands-on experience in regional climate action and nonprofit work. Apply before January 17th. Steamboat's Maddie Shafrick took second place over the weekend in the women's half-pipe snowboard final at the Toyota U.S. Grand Prix in Buttermilk and Aspen. It's an Olympic qualifying event. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.